about 3:05 in the morning, I heard a loud scream, and it woke me up, and I thought, oh God, Simon must have fallen and broken his ankle or something. And I looked out the window, and there were two men on top of him, just battering him to death. And so I sort of warned them off, thinking they'd run away, you know. And with that, one of them jumped up and ran into the house. And before I could get from the window to the bedroom door, we were battling with the door, and I'm trying to dial the police with my mobile in the other hand, and he just burst in and attacked me.
We have a look here. We're sat in your kitchen at the moment. We can see out. Was it out the front here? You've got a line of taxis from your taxi firm.
I'd locked up across in the office unit over there, and just as I locked the door, I walked to come back across to the house, which is, what, 20 yards? I heard a noise coming from the field. Turned around, I saw two men coming towards me, two black men. The next thing I know, I was on the floor being beaten up.
So while you were outside being attacked, Caroline, you were inside your home. What happened in here?
Well, after he'd beat me up in the bedroom, he dragged me down the stairs. He got me to open the safe, give him any money I could find in the house. But all the time, it was constant blows and hits and just wanting money, and I just didn't have any more. And then he dragged me outside. I was in my nightie and I got no shoes on, and he made me open up the office. So I opened up the office, I gave him all the money that was in there, and it still wasn't enough. So we carried on being, well, I was being dragged about. Simon, I thought Simon was dead. He was laid on the floor in more blood than I'd ever seen. So I really thought they were going to kill me. I did, honestly. It was only when I gave them all my bank books and credit cards, and they didn't want them. They just wanted cash, but I didn't have any more.
It just sounds like such a desperate situation.
Oh, it was, because there was no hope of any help coming, because I'd not been able to ring anybody. And then they tied me up in the room and covered me up and packed me around with stuff, and I thought they were going to set me on fire. And then they dragged Simon in, and I could see underneath what they'd covered me in, and it was only when I saw that he was trying to stand up that I knew he was alive.
Can you explain what was going through your mind?
Disbelief. You just couldn't believe it was happening to you, you know. It just didn't realise the intensity of it, did we? We just...
No. I mean, we've been here 12 years now, and we just never expected anything like this to happen. We felt safe in a home, but we don't anymore now.